Back to reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear listeners, ladies and gentlemen from each and every single corner of the world, hope everything is just fine with you. Whatever you're doing, driving your car, walking on your feet, going back to home after a long day, or just resting at home, I welcome your entrance to an extraordinary zone. You're hearing me from IRB English Radio. Get ready to fly with us in the realm of reality with a new episode of your program, Back to Reality. This is Asma at your service as your host, and here with me I have two very dear guests, Sister Zainab and Brother Habib. Very happy to have you both in here.
Assalamu alaikum. I'm also happy to be with you always.
Yes,
everywhere.
I'm always glad to be with you.
And alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me on board.
Yes, thank you for being here. Welcome to your program. So give us just a little bit about yourself, an introduction. Zainab, what are you studying?
Well, Asma, I'm Zainab Askari, and I'm a student of Hausa right now, and I'm done with Master's in Linguistics from University of Kashmir.
Linguistics is awesome. Okay, you, brother?
Currently studying in the Hausa, Kharij level, advanced level, and at your service.
That's so much, you're a master. In today's Back to Reality, we have an interesting topic to discuss about, which is going to be very controversial. The clausewear. If you come to an airport and you see different kinds of women, when you see a woman wearing abaya or hijab, what is called as a scarf or something long and which is wearing every part of her body, what would you think of her? What would be your first impression about her?
The first impression that will come into my mind will be that she's a Muslim.
Yes.
Okay. The second impression will be that I'll start judging which country she belongs to. And that depends on the way she has covered herself. If she is putting on a black chador kind of thing, covering herself from head to toe, she's either from Iran, she's either from Iraq or from Lebanon.
Middle East.
Yeah, she's from Middle East.
Generally, you know? We could feel like she's from Middle East,
yeah. But then if I see a woman covered from head to toe again, mm-hmm. but in a colorful way.
Yes.
You know, putting on a long shirt and a like very loose trousers and all the way we have in Kashmir. Alhamdulillah.
Yes.
I'll say that she belongs to India or Pakistan.
So the first things we would guess about her is about
religion.
Her nationality.
Religion.
Religion at first and then her nationality.
Then nationality, yeah.
If a woman is Lebanese, if she's Saudi Arabia, she's from Kuwait or she's from Iraq, only from the shoulders that she wears, because each one has a specific way of being, you know,
representing themselves.
Their dressing is different.
Their dressing is different. And for example, this person is from Lebanon, from Syria, what mm-hmm. part of Lebanon as well. So in some cases, what part of Iraq as well. Yes, we have experience with various people. We're Arab at the end of the day. If I see my brother in faith walking in the airport, the beard is not going
to
work.
Is it possible to guess?
It is possible in some situations.
For men, it's more difficult.
It's more difficult, yes, because the beard has now become a fashion trend.
Yes.
And so first of all, what I would usually look for is actually, for Shias, is actually the ring on the right hand.
Oh, wow.
Yes, that's the first thing you have to look for.
That's a good point.
And even more, Shias were known during the time of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam to wear the ring on the right hand. So the Imam Sadiq alayhi salam told actually his companions to not wear it out of taqiyya, out of fear of them knowing that they are Shia or not.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
okay. Yes. So this is one of the signs.
Yeah. Another thing is actually, you know, that sujood thingy on their head.
Mark that you have.
The sign of praying.
Yeah, the sign of
the
praying.
The brother that has
yes.
right now. Yeah.
And other than that, I would say sandals, but not that much to an extent.
Those people who are wearing mostly dark colors, do you consider them as unhappy people?
No.
No, I don't consider them
you
as
won't
there might be a connection,
you
sister.
You won't judge their personality.
I won't judge their personality because in our culture, the culture I mm-hmm. have grown up in, colors do not mean anything. I have seen this thing only in the Middle East. Like if you're wearing dark, it means that maybe there's some sad occasion. And if you're wearing something very bright, for example, your scarf is bright, your head covering
so
is bright.
So why has it been like this? When I'm wearing a totally black, they would judge me and they would say she's extremely religious or perhaps she's...
Can I add something very quick around
here? Yes, of course.
I think it's very important to look at the time of the Prophet ﷺ. And we said this before the show. that we have the traditions of the Prophet. It's a lifestyle. We should have talked about this when we were talking about religion. Following the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi in every action that he does, in every manner that he does. We have a good book, actually. We also had a good program by Sunan al-Nabi by Allama al-Tabatabai, or The Prophet's Tradition. It's also available in English. If one wants to review it has collected all the sayings that have to do with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's traditions and actions.
So it talks about the culture of the Prophet.
And you could see that there are a couple of things. The way that we wear our clothes is one of the things that, you know, Muslims should follow. We have this unrecommendedness to wearing black, right? Okay. And the only reason that we allow to wear black is, for example, for mourning Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Highly unrecommended to pray in black clothes.
Yes. Yeah.
Right? We have this that, for example, wearing yellow shoes is actually good for the eyes.
Yes, also it has.
So being colorful or not, it does have a sign. It does mean something. But does it mean what the culture is understanding or not? That's a different topic. Like how my sister said, that if you're wearing black here in the Middle East, right? You know that, for example, you have a dead one. If you're wearing white or, you know, new clothes, you understand that you are a happy person. You're doing it in a happy mode. So the idea of hijab altogether, even in men, there's this modesty line for both men and women. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed laws for the woman that this is her hijab. Women have to wear hijab in a manner that they don't drag any eyes or intentions to them.
Exactly.
So therefore, I think that why they were bashing your red trousers or whatever they were wearing that was red is because it brings eyes to you.
Do not become a center of attraction.
Exactly.
Even for men. If you're wearing something that brings you, that you're a center of attraction.
What about if I go to my country back and I wear chador?
You would attract attention.
Exactly.
So, yeah, so that's so the thing. You have to have this kind of modest take towards it.
Go with the culture.
Yeah, go with the culture.
Cover yourself totally.
And I've seen, like, I don't know, I think it was in India or Pakistan as well. It's normal for you guys to wear the whites, you know, white abaya, if I'm not wrong.
So we actually have to be very careful about, if we are, like, practicing Islam, we have to be careful about not to make our dressing in a way like we should not become center of attraction
for
the
people.
Yes,
that is very
true. Yeah.
Don't go anywhere. We'll join you in a minute.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
It's nice to mention those people who wear hijab, but at the same time, they're wearing plenty of makeup. So that's, again, is going to...
That's against the idea of hijab altogether. Like how we said, you know, understanding that hijab was brought for the modesty, for the eyes to be removed from this woman. You know,
that would tell a lot about their personality.
Yes,
about
it would tell them that their culture is actually the one that is driving them to wearing hijab. Really, you must understand, why are you wearing hijab in the first place? Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, it's for you to be protected. It's for society to protect. Yes, I emphasize on this a lot. It's the man's and woman's job together for keeping modesty in society. Yes, true, the man must look away. Yes, man must not glance. Yes, man must not look and think and whatever. But at the same time, you have to help him.
Exactly.
You have to help him as well.
Every one of us has a responsibility in society. We have to do it as well. Yeah. Men and women.
Personally, I have reached to the point that hijab is not just an outer covering. It's not just an outer wearing. It is an outer wearing plus. It has I'll just capitalize my plus. It is modesty and loneliness.
Modesty and loneliness.
Like when you're alone, I am putting on hijab in the society. Yeah. But at the same time, when I'm going back to home on the social media, I'm sharing my pictures with anyone I want. I think I have not done hijab even outside.
She's wearing hijab, people might think I'm stonehead about this or I'm a caveman for believing in this. But I believe that, like how Sayyidina Zahra alayhi salam stated, خَيْرٌ الْمَرْءَ أَنْ لَا يَرَاهَا رَجُلٌ, that a man should not see a woman, nor should a woman see a man.
The best thing
that's
for
the best thing when for a woman.
When she was asked, what is the best thing for a woman?
And that is why, you know, sometimes I get into, you know, conflicts with some women hijabi influencers on Instagram. And they are wearing their hijab correctly. They are, you know, modest about their, like if you see them on the street, that's cool. And they're good. But the thing is that when you're putting your picture, you're opening more chances for men, you know, to interact with you. You're focusing on your picture.
Exactly.
You're focusing on your face, you know, and... At the end of the day,
but you know, it's inevitable. Beautiful. These days, it's inevitable. Nowadays, thanks to modernity again and net and everything else, we have to go with the currents. Now there are different types of wearing clothes.
All right.
We have plenty much of them.
Yeah.
But you know, the most interesting part, or sometimes very odd, is that nowadays people wear some very unexplainable dresses. You know what I mean? You have seen some of them in the pictures.
Where they're tighter than the skin?
And there are some other that go extremely from the other side. They wear some very loose pants or loose t-shirts. Have you
I think the loose t-shirts, I think it would be much better. Like, I don't know, the looseness, it really doesn't show the shape of the body.
Odd.
Exactly.
The shape of the body.
Yeah, if it's extremely loose, it just may be. But I think, as the brother rightly mentioned, if it's a little loose, you're comfortable enough.
Mm-hmm.
You're comfortable enough. And then you're not even, even men can attract with, you know, using those tight t-shirts.
Yeah, and that's also forbidden. Exactly. That's also something to keep in mind, that we're not only talking about the hijab for women, we're talking about for men as well.
Yes, exactly.
If someone wears something tight and, you know, I don't have a six pack, I have a one pack, it's also prohibited. Why? Because you're not helping that modesty in society altogether.
Exactly. Manners. Yeah. It is far away from manners. Does your clothes or the way you dress shows anything about your economic status?
It should not show, but unfortunately it shows.
Because nowadays, very much it shows.
It depends.
Because
I think it depends.
People have become brand conscious. So.
Yeah, yeah. I think it depends. Some people have a lot of money.
Yes.
They don't have the time to shop. They have the money to buy clothes.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have time to shop. Some people, no. They take debt. They take loans. I know this from Arabic, from the Arabic thought. They take in loans. Just to wear some
just to show off.
To show off.
Oh my God.
I know this from experience.
And why does this happen?
I know people who are like that, so I'm not surprised about it.
Why does this happen?
Everyone has their own mentality.
Suffering from, like, you know,
mental
lack of. No, not mental.
You're going into too philosophical. I just want to say
lack
that out. Some people want to show off. You know, I'm cool. I'm, you know.
It is definitely a show off, but there's also some lack of love.
It really goes back to that.
Their
life. They have this.
They want to attract attention.
Yeah,
this
they
way.
Want to fool.
Maybe they don't have any other things to show off
because of that lack of love and affection. Mm-hmm. In
I actually
their
have this story about one of the sisters in my Arabic community who took off her hijab. The reason behind it was because of the divorce of her parents, and it was because of the lack of the affection that she had seen. She lost her parents. And then, you're a very beautiful girl. Take off your hijab. She saw that attraction. She saw that affection.
Attention.
It's a fake
attention.
It's attention. It's
affection.
Fake affection.
Affection.
And she thinks that people love her.
There are many models right now for, you know, mostly the youth are going for different styles of wearing and clothing, right?
Yeah.
So they have different models. They are a fan of that artist or they're a fan of that person. Then they would go exactly the same as they wear and they have to go for lots of expensive dresses just because of the one they are following is wearing
the one
like
role
that.
Model they're choosing.
Yes,
yeah.
So they
and
have
as
brother wrong rightly, models.
Yeah, as brother rightly said that, you know, lack of affection, lack of this, and how it drags a woman from you know, being very innocent to into very, like, you know, into some
dangerous world.
Yeah, into some dangerous world. That's why Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, suggests men. Tell your woman, inni uhibbuk,
It will never go away from her heart.
And
it was telling
nice.
Men, not only
and
for the husband,
research.
He was giving up, you know, a general law that one should be afraid, even with a non-mahram. When you tell her this word, it's very dangerous.
Yes, because you are creating an inclination.
Yes.
Do we have another?
We
must have another session for that as well. Thank you for listening to us. We're talking about hijab. I hope you enjoyed it. Be who you are. Thank you for listening to us. Until another session, we bid you farewell. I leave you to the protection of God's never sleeping eyes.